Christopher?
Are we ready?
You're rolling.
Is anything I said the last 5 minutes on the record, is it?
We'll call to order the Board of Works for January 26th. Need approval of the minutes from the January 12th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is Department Head Reports for Steps Fire Department.
Afternoon. Gordon Becker, Fire Department. We are up to 179 runs for the month. We finished last year with 2,709 runs, which was 119 more runs than the previous year. So, and that's a pretty significant number for us.
Is that a record, do you know?
I believe it is. Cold weather, we had, we finally, knock on wood, have all of our equipment up and running. We did have a issue with engine two, fuel pump had gone bad during the cold weather. And also on our engine four, an airline dryer had quit working properly and kind of caused us some problems, but we have everything repaired and back in working order.
We put that post right there so that all the property heads can knock on wood anytime they need.
That's a three knocker.
Mr. Gordon. City Inspector.
Philip Cooper, City Inspector of January the 2nd. We've had 63 violations and 9 bills sent out. No grass. And also, I'm totaling 13 houses on the second go around on the blighted elimination program, and we haven't heard anything back from them yet. So
okay.
We ought to be hopefully in the next couple weeks.
Great. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Phil.
Animal shelter.
Laura Ariel, Animal Shelter. Last year, we took in about 800 animals total. We adopted out just over 500 animals, and we sent about 170 animals returned back to their owners. We microchipped over 800 animals last year, so that's really great. We're off to a really good start this month. This month we have taken in 66 animals, and we have, we've taken in 51 animals, and we've adopted out 26, returned 11 to owners, and we have transferred out 22. And transferred out means we're using Rescue Wagon, which is PetSmart Charities. We've been approved to be a source shelter for PetSmart Charities Rescue Wagon program. They transport dogs from communities that have an abundance of dogs that don't get adopted out really fast to communities that have a really fast turnover rate for adoption. Just to give you an idea, our average length of stay for a dog at our animal shelter is 117 days, which is a really long time. And typically once they get off the rescue wagon and they're in their new shelter, they are adopted out within about 4 days.
Wow.
So this is a really great opportunity. We will be transporting animals out to them on a monthly basis. They'll be taking a minimum of 15 dogs from us every single month, and more if they need us.
And that's a free service, or that's a cost to us?
It does not cost us anything. As a matter of fact, they do reimburse us for vaccines, for flea treatment, for worming, and for health certificates.
And they're a regional or a state or what?
They're the whole country. It's from you've heard of PetSmart before. Uh-huh. Well, PetSmart Charities is a big charity.
Their charities is part of PetSmart.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow, that's great.
Yes. They're a nonprofit animal welfare organization, and so they do these transports all over the country. Last year, they transported something like 166,000. A ridiculous amount, and so it saves lives to keep them from being euthanized. So we're a part of that. It's a great thing for Vincennes to be a part of that.
Great.
And you just completed your training. You didn't mention that.
Yes, we did. Me and two other staff members went to Dallas, to the SPCA of Dallas, last week to do behavior training. Mm-hmm. We have to assess their behavior before we place them onto the rescue wagon. And so we learned how to do that. And we will practice and send our videos in to them, and we'll be certified to assess the behaviors, which will be another great thing for us to do in our animal shelter.
Great.
So it's good stuff.
Thanks. Congratulations. Okay. Top that, come on.
There's no way. Danny Wilson Cemetery. We had a total of 188 services last year, which is down from us. We normally have like 225, so figure Gordon must be doing a good job on taking care of the people. We've had 28 services so far for the month of January. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Okay, moving on. No, we have no old business. We'll move on to new business. Transfer handicap only parking sign from 419 Dubois to 28 East Everwine. Tim Helderman.
Hello. My daughter's had, we got this handicap sign about 4 years ago for her, and we're getting ready to move. We've been at that residence for 13 years, and we needed to see if we could still be able to be eligible for that. You know, she still uses a walker and uses a wheelchair and then uses public transportation to go to the senior center, so it would definitely benefit her.
Right. So, and do we know with this new address is going to be 28 East Everwine? Chief, you know if there's any problem with that particular block or?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
Right. I mean, obviously, it's we're aware of Tori's condition, and obviously, if we can accommodate this transfer, we should. So,
Bryce,
do you know of any reason we? Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the transfer of the handicap sign from its current location to 21 East Everwine for Kim Helderman and her daughter, Tori.
Thank you so much.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Do you know how soon you'll need that, or have you already moved?
It's not that big of a, hurry. I mean, I still have to come in. You have to pay a transfer fee, don't you? Or do I just pay the yearly fee?
No, I think you just pay the annual fee. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the ground's probably kind of solid, so just whenever.
Okay.
So.
But have you already moved?
Yeah, we've been there about a week now, so.
Okay. Well, we'll do it as quickly as we can.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next is banner for Riley Elementary Ice Cream Social. Chris
Abbott.
No?
Oh, okay. Yeah, he actually, so he'd like a banner that's to be hung across Hart Street from April through May. So is that outside of our time?
April 20th through May 3rd.
April 20th through May 3rd.
Is that within our,
is that available?
Month?
Oh,
well, it's actually January. It's January 26th now, so we're good. Okay. Okay. It's available, Dan? Okay. So you'd like a banner hung across Hart Street from April 20th through May 3rd, which meets our specifications. I don't see anything else so he has insurance and everything else that you need. Okay. Absolutely.
If you recall, when the ladies from the Tri-Knox County were here, right. They granted several locations and dates, and at that time they said if someone else would like to have something, they would be willing to consider relinquishing. This is the one time they did relinquish, they helped this organization hang their banner.
Great. Thanks for pointing that out, Dan. So I'll make the motion that we approve the hanging of the Hart Street banner for Riley Elementary School Ice Cream Social from April 20th through May 3rd.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next is Relay for Life yard sale pavilion use. You should have a copy of the agreement.
We do.
Filled out.
Hi, I am Stacy Lee with the Knox County Relay for Life, and we are requesting the use of the pavilion on April 25th from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the yard sale and survivor breakfast that we do each year to help support the Knox County Relay for Life. With that, I would also like to request that we be able to use the stage and tables and chairs if available from that committee.
Okay. You're okay with it?
Actually, the chairs and tables were with the farmers market, but.
Okay.
Shirley's pretty big.
She can check.
So okay.
She's slightly in favor of that Relay for Life thing, if I remember. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the use of the Riverfront Pavilion for the Relay for Life on April 25th from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. with the accompanying use of stage and tables as available.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Stacy.
Next is March for Babies Walk. Debbie Vonderheide or Mike Cornett?
It's not Mike.
That's not Mike.
Good evening. I'm Debbie Vonderheide with the March of Dimes. I am co-chair this year for 2015. I'm here to request that we have requests for street closures the Saturday of our walk, which will be April the 18th. I have a copy of the map, and I think Dan also has a copy of the street closures, and this is just a request that we do every year to kind of block off some of the streets so we have a little bit more security as the walk takes place over at Vincennes University.
So, Chief, have you seen this map?
Yes, the VU police.
Right.
Okay.
And right. Then usually the street department is the ones that bring the blockades out that morning. Since we are doing it on a Saturday this year, in the past years we've always done it on a Sunday, so mm-hmm. This is the first trial for us to have the walk on a Saturday. As we state in our request, we would like the streets to be from 6 a.m. until 1 p.m., allowing for the setup and cleanup before and after the walk. Vincennes University, they're usually really good about helping us. Roy Iglis from VU is on that committee as well. And basically, it's just that day, April the 18th, Saturday.
Okay. And Bryce, you're okay with doing this? Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the street closings for the March of Babies Walk on Saturday, April 18th from 6 to 1, 6 to...
Correct.
Six
correct.
To one, which include brief segments of Chestnut and Red Skelton Boulevard near the Don Bell Recreation Center and the VU track.
That is correct.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Good luck with all that.
Thanks, thank you.
Next is banner for Knox County Ag Day. Chad Thomas.
Cheapest meal in town.
Yeah, I'm here for Knox County Ag Day. I'm the chairman of it. It is on March 12th this year. We're requesting a banner over Hart Street and 7th Street from February 26th through March 12th if we to advertise for it.
Okay. Dan, you've got that, and it's available on the calendar. Okay. And they have the insurance. You're way ahead of the game there, Mr. Thomas. Thank you.
Not his first rodeo.
It's the first time I've done it.
You're doing pretty good, though. Right? You serve them pork burgers and applesauce and chips for a buck or yep. 50 cents, whatever it is.
It's
five, great.
5 to 7:30. So.
Okay. All right.
On March 12th.
We'll be there. I'm sure that Mr. Morrison will be giving away free stuff.
Yes, he will be. He'll be giving away free stuff again.
So we're going to make a motion to approve the hang of a banner over Hart Street and 7th Street for Ag Day from February 26th through March the 12th.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, all in favor?
Aye. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Next is Run for a Nurse 5K 10K event.
Hi. I was having 5K withdrawal there. We hadn't done one in a couple of weeks.
My name's Heidi Dodd, and I'm here to ask for approval for the city roads that we'll be using for the Run for a Nurse on May 9th. It starts at Lincoln High School. You should have a map in your packet. This year, it's an extended route because we're adding a 10K option to the runners.
All right.
So you can see there where it goes out farther. So the 5K route, it's still the same as what it's been in the past, and then you can see where the extension is for the 10K.
And you know most of that's on the county, and so you'll talk to the sheriff.
We always get them involved too, and I have color copies if you'd like color copies as well.
Okay. Chief, you're aware of this. You're okay with it. Okay. All righty. We'll make a motion to approve the use of city streets and coordinating with the sheriff's department for use of county roads for the 5K, 10K run for nurse to be held on, say the date again.
May 9th.
May 9th.
I'll second the motion.
Yeah, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Heidi. Good luck with that.
And last is surplus equipment, Cheryl Hacker.
You been cleaning your closet? What have you been doing, Cheryl?
Dan and I were finally able to get new computers at the end of the year last year, so we just need to declare our old computer surplus. And I'm sorry I forgot to print this out for you. We have two Dell computers, Microsoft Windows XP Professional. They're version 2002 with the Service Pack 3. That we would like to declare surplus and ask that, I don't know if we can take bids on them, if anybody would want them, maybe ask bids to be turned in at the next Board of Works meeting and open it at that
Dave,
time.
Dave Rolligan, you have thoughts on that about what we need to do? Let's hear those thoughts.
Please share.
Certain equipment such as that would be junk.
Yeah, because they're 12 years old.
I have anything old.
You okay with that?
Fine.
Okay.
But I think Mr. Culp's office has some that when they're done getting their stuff transferred over, we'll have to do the same thing on theirs as well. So, but at this time, there's just the two to declare.
So if some school or the volunteer service wants, we don't even do that. We just declare them, not worth it. Okay. All right. So we need to make a motion to declare them a surplus. Okay. Dave, what were you going to say?
Just so we're defining a computer as a computer, all we have are the towers.
Oh, okay. That's all these are, the towers.
Computer, everybody thinks of the monitor and
stuff. These are just the towers.
I don't know what she has, but...
Right. Okay. So we're going to make a motion to declare the two aforementioned Dell computers as surplus.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's the hardest decision I had to make all day.
If nothing else, we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.